Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking one of the most iconic jungle and old school DNB sounds ever, that rave air horn, and we're making it hit hard without wrecking the mix. Because let's be real, the raw horn sample is usually either painfully bright, weirdly spiky, or it just sits on top of everything like it's not part of the tune. The goal today is a repeatable workflow in Ableton Live 12 where you keep the identity of the horn, but you add that crunchy, worn sampler attitude underneath, as you get it to move with a rolling 174 groove. We're going to build a two-layer horn. First layer is clean and front-facing. Transient, clarity, stereo placement. Second layer is your crunch layer, resampled, moved into simpler, shaped like a stab, then crushed in a controlled way. Then we'll bust them together, glue them lightly, and make sure they don't fight your break, snare, hats, sub, or reese. All right, quick session prep so you're not fighting routing later. Set tempo around 170 to 175. I like 174 as a sweet spot. If you're organized, make groups like drums, bass, and FX or vocal. The horn lives in that FX area. And a really important routing note. Don't automatically send the horn into your drum bus compressor. Unless you specifically want the horn to pump your whole drum bus, keep it out. We can make it groove in smarter ways. Now step 1. Choose and warp the air horn. Drag your air horn sample onto an audio track and name it Horn Clean. Go into clip view. Turn warp on. If the horn is longer and has some movement, set warp mode to Complex Pro. It tends to preserve the character better. If it's super short and stabby, try Beats mode, because it can keep that transient bite. Make sure the start of the sample is aligned to the grid. If the horn starts late, you'll always feel it as lazy even if it's loud. Arrangement-wise, classic DNB placement ideas. Use it as a pickup right before the drop, like the last eighth note or quarter note before your downbeat. Or do call and response on bar 5 or bar 13 in a 16-bar phrase. Or use it as a fill right after a snare flam or crash, where the drums leave a little window. Now step 2. Control the front layer. This is where we make the horn present but not spiky. On Horn Clean, at EQ 8 first, high pass it somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz, fairly steep. Get rid of rumble. Horn does not need sub. Then find the painful area. A lot of these horns have a nasty glare around 2.5 to 4.5K. Use a narrow Q, sweep until it makes you wince, then pull it down a few dB. If it's still fizzy or piercing, do a gentle dip or shelf in the 8 to 12K area. Next, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. And here's a big teacher tip. Match the output level. Don't let it get louder when you add saturation, because your brain will instantly go, oh, that's better when it's just louder. Then add a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You only want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is about control, not flattening. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120% depending on your mix. And set gain so the horn sits under the snare crack, not over it. In DNB, the snare is sacred. The horn is the hype, not the boss. Optional trick: if the horn pokes instead of hits, use drum bus very subtly on the clean layer. Keep drive low, like 1 to 5, and bring transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Then trim the output back down. This can give you that little thwack at the start without boosting harsh mids. Now step 3. Create the crunchy, sampler texture layer via resampling. This is the magic. We're going to print the clean horn, then treat it like an instrument in simpler so we can shape the envelope and the dirt really tightly. First, resample the clean horn. Create a new audio track called Horn Resample Print. Set its input to audio from Horn Clean. Set monitor to in. Arm the track and record the horn hit or hits. Then consolidate the recorded audio so you've got a clean, tidy clip. Command or Control J. Why are we doing this? Because it bakes in the initial tone shaping so the next stage is consistent. Also, distortion and bit reduction behave way more predictably when the input is controlled. Now drag that consolidated clip into simpler on a new MIDI track. Name it Horn Crunch Simpler. In simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Set trigger, not gate, so every hit plays consistently. Set voices to one so you don't get overlaps turning into chaos. And keep warp off inside simpler unless you truly need time stretch. Now shape the envelope like a DNB stab. In simpler's volume envelope, set attack around 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. This is how you take a long air horn and turn it into something that can sit in a rolling pattern without washing over the whole bar. Step 4. Make it crunchy, Sampur style, but mix ready. Dirt with discipline. On the crunch simpler track, build this chain. First, auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Dart the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6K, depending on how bright your horn is. Add a little resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. And add a bit of drive in the filter, like 3 to 8% for grit. Then redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. The goal is worn sampler and cheap mixer, not 8-bit video game, unless that's what you want. Then distortion. Overdrive works great here. Set the frequency focus around 1 to 2K and drive 15 to 35%, then adjust tone. If you want heavier control and you've got roar ready, use roar in a tube or warm style, moderate drive, and make sure you're filtering lows out so you don't turn it into low mid mush. After distortion, do clean up EQ with EQ8. High pass it more aggressively than the clean layer, like 180 to 300 Hz. If you get fizzy sandpaper, dip around 6 to 10K. If you lost bite, a small boost around 1.5 to 3K can bring back the horn speaks region. Then a compressor to keep it consistent. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep a little transient click. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 3 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. At this point, your crunch layer should sound like it came off an SP or an old Akai, but it should also be band limited and not stealing cymbal space. Quick coach note before we blend. Level match before you judge crunch. Put a utility at the end of each layer and use it as a trim. Toggle your crunch chain on and off while keeping loudness similar. Distortion almost always wins when it's louder, even if it's objectively worse. Now step 5. Balance the two layers. This is the key move. Select Horn Clean and Horn Crunch Simpler and group them. Name the group Horn Bus. On the Horn Bus, add EQ8, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz, just to keep everything tidy, and optionally do a small dip where your snare lives. Sometimes that's 180 to 240 Hz for snare body. Sometimes it's 2 to 3K for snare crack. It depends on your snare, so don't assume. Check. Here's another coach move. Drop a spectrum on the horn bus and actually watch where the energy piles up. Snare bite often lives 2 to 4K. Hat shimmer often lives 7 to 12K. Reese definition can crowd anywhere from 300 Hz up to 1.2K depending on the patch. Confirm what you're hearing instead of guessing. After the bus EQ, add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Wear gluing, not flattening. Then add a limiter as safety only. Sealing at minus 1 dB. Don't smash it, just catch spikes. Now the blend method that works fast. Set the clean layer to a solid level first. Bring the crunch layer up from silence until you feel the thickness and presence. Then pull it back about 5 to 15%. That pullback is usually the sweet spot where it feels exciting but not obviously two layers. If the horn fights the snare, your first suspect is 2 to 5K on the horn bus. Reduce a bit there. If it fights your bass or Reese, try carving a small dip around 200 to 500 Hz, or sometimes 700 to 1.2K, depending on where your bass has its voice. One more vibe tip. Monoanchor the horn so it feels like a sampled Rave FX, not a modern wide synth. On the horn bus, add utility and try bass mono around 120 to 250 Hz, and heap width more subtle, like 90 to 110%. A lot of old records feel centered with just a hint of spread. Step 6. Make it move in the groove. Rolling D&B is movement. Option A is classic sidechain to the snare. On the horn bus, add compressor, enable sidechain. Choose your snare track or the drum group. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you're ducking just 1 to 3 dB on snare hits. You want it to tuck, not disappear. Option B is more jungle. Gate the crunch layer from the break or tops. Put a gate on the crunch simpler track, sidechain it from your break. Now the texture chatters rhythmically without you programming extra notes. It's like the break is playing the dirt. And don't sleep on micro timing. Try nudging the crunch layer 5 to 15 milliseconds late for thickness, like it's a smeary sampled layer. Or nudge it a few milliseconds early for extra bite. At 174 BPM, tiny timing moves feel huge. Step 7. Resample the final horn for arrangement and performance. Once it's balanced, print it. This is a proper D&B workflow move. Commit, print, and then arrange fast. Create a new audio track called Horn Final Print. Set input from horn bus. Record a few variations. a full stab, a shorter trimmed stab, and a pitched down version. Before printing, transpose simpler down maybe 3 to 7 semitones, then record it. After printing, consolidate each clip and add tiny fades, like 1 to 3 milliseconds at the start and end. That stops clicks and keeps the sampler stab feel tight. Now you've got a mini horn library, and that makes arranging way more fun. Try this. Bars 1 to 16, tease it quietly, maybe filtered. On the drop, put the horn on bar 1 and bar 9 as a call. Second 16, answer it with a pitch down horn. And sometimes the best trick is absence. Remove the horn for 2 bars, then bring it back. That space makes the next hit feel massive. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistake so you can dodge them. Leaving low end in the horn creates mud and masks your bass. High pass aggressively. Overdoing redux turns it into fizzy noise and steals space from hats. Not shaping the simpler envelope leaves tails that fight reverb, bass, and snares. Making it too wide can detach it from the track. Keep some mono focus. And not gain staging means your distortion reacts differently every time, which makes balancing miserable. If you want a quick practice assignment, build a 16-bar loop with a break, kick and snare reinforcement, a sine sub, and a res or mid-bass. Program 3 horn moments. Clean on bar 1. Crunchy tight on bar 5. Pitch down on bar 13. Print all 3, level match them, and a slash B with the bass playing. If the horn disappears, add a bit of 1 to 3K presence on the clean layer. If it's harsh, dip 3 to 5K on the bus and reduce the crunch level.